New Orleans quickly became the face of Hurricane Katrina, with images of the Superdome and flooded neighborhoods broadcast around the world. But other areas were hit hard by Hurricane Katrina and Rita, and they've received much less media attention. U.S. Representative Charles Bustani represents the 7th Congressional District in southwest part of Louisiana, which includes the cities of Lafayette and St. Charles, located about 200 miles west of New Orleans. He joins us via phone. Also on the line, Connie Moran, mayor of Ocean Springs, Mississippi. It's a town located 2 miles east of Biloxi. Ms. Moran became mayor just 2 months before Katrina struck. I welcome you both. I don't know, Congressman, if you had an opportunity to hear Mr. Powell, but he talked about the idea of red tape being another man's accountability. Talk to me about how your district has seen the idea of paperwork and whether or not this has been expedient enough in terms of rebuilding for you.
Ed, one of my big concerns is that my district was hit by Rita, and it's been largely forgotten by the media, particularly the national media, but also in many respects elements of our government. The people feel very neglected down in southwest Louisiana, and it's very important to point out that we had a very devastating storm down there, equally devastating to Katrina's effect, and it's really been a problem. The red tape is serious. The bureaucracy is a serious problem. One of the things I've been saying early on is that we could have created a better system of allowing resources to flow by utilizing our banks, which have local knowledge, local market knowledge. They know the people, and in fact, when records are destroyed, they could fill in the void by supplying this type of information. And they're already subjected to a regulatory framework, and so it would have been a very logical way to allow the flow of money through our banks and let the banks actually front things.
Congressman, I know we should note that you're a Republican and want to align yourself with the party as often as possible. This is a Republican administration, as we all know. You have been critical at times of the movement from this administration. Talk to me about where you see the president, the administration, and this movement now. He came down to the area over the course of this week. So much attention is now being paid. Are you now satisfied? Do you believe, in fact, that you're going to see better movement now?
Well, I'm not optimistic we're going to see any change of pace at this stage. One of the problems we've had is that with the Road Home program that the governor has put together, they're still opening facilities to register people. They've had difficulties with the website. And so these are going to also create some additional delays in getting money into the hands of homeowners who have lost their homes. I can tell you a large part of what I've been doing in my district is trying to fight through the red tape and bureaucracy.
Ms. Mayor, let me turn our attention to you. We just heard again from Mr. Powell, who suggested that the red tape is perhaps not as bad as we're hearing, though I did note to him that isn't the sense of the people that I've talked to, the majority of them. I'm curious, in your part, we've heard so much of Mississippi doing a, quote, good job in terms of trying to turn this thing around. What of the people, your constituents, the people that you're hearing from, are they frustrated with the movement of monies?
Well, certainly, Ed, they have been over the past year. The Mississippi Development Authority is actually overseeing the disbursement of those funds. And I do agree with Mr. Powell that it is important to be accountable and responsible and good stewards of those funds. Those funds are now beginning to be dispersed. It's long in coming, but I know there was a tremendous logistical job to put all of that together. So we are ready now trying to assist our citizens in the rebuilding process. Once those funds become available, there's going to be a rush on supplies and options for rebuilding.
Ms. Mayor, what are you telling your citizens who clearly understand how large this was, of biblical proportions, many suggest, yet for those of us who have homes, we can't put ourselves really inside people who remain a year later homeless?
Well, that's true. Very good friends of mine received from a church a trailer that actually was substandard, has fallen apart, and now they're still waiting even to get into one of the FEMA trailer park sites that we have here in town. They have a rental home which still remains completely gutted. It's extremely frustrating, very taxing on people's stability and even mental health. It's a calamity. I even had a family living here in my home. I was very fortunate. My home did survive, actually the last one standing on my street. I know what it is to be fortunate and certainly feel the devastation that other citizens here have suffered. And it's tremendous, all 11 coastal communities along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And the national media has really not centered as much. If it weren't for Robin Roberts on Good Morning America, we'd probably be quite forgotten.
Yeah, that's our hometown region. Congressman, with about a minute and a half to go, I'm curious, how do we keep the attention on Katrina, the area, Rita, the area, after this anniversary goes away and people start to turn their attention elsewhere?
Well, I think it's important for us as elected officials to continue to raise the concerns that we have about the slow pace of recovery and the needs of the people in our, certainly in my district. I'm trying to do that. You know, I have people in Cameron, Louisiana, who are still out of home, have no business, and we still have problems with debris cleanup, a significant problem with debris cleanup. And all of these issues are critically important. We're, of course, like our neighbors in Mississippi, fighting with insurance on a number of these issues, particularly the disputes on wind versus water damage. And those are things I think Congress is going to have to address to lend clarity.
Yeah, we should note that is a tremendous fight right now going on by many with insurance companies as to whether or not their homes were covered
by
this kind of catastrophic hit
from
hurricanes.
I believe the problem is so complicated that the states alone individually cannot handle it. I think Congress is going to have to do something with this.
All right. All right, Congressman, thank you very much. Congressman Charles Bustani, representative of the 7th Congressional District in Louisiana, and Mayor Connie Moran of Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Ms. Mayor, our best to your citizens down there, and thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.